Nancy Christensen, Mallory Williams, and I'm 70.
So these questions are targeted specifically at the Christensen, so I will rework them a little bit. Were the Christensens good in school? Were they troublemakers? Were they straight A students? Were they?
I'm sure they were all good students. They had to be.
Yeah.
I don't even remember seeing them in school though. So.
Okay. Do you remember? And because you grew up, so refresh my memory. You grew up in their neighborhood, like three houses away. Do you remember any of them getting into trouble? And like you hearing about it down the road?
Well, I just heard those stories from John last night. I know John and my two brothers were probably into all kinds of things. I was always the good kid, behaving and staying at home probably, but I remember George letting me ride on his go-kart that they made, and I don't remember anybody being in trouble really.
Nobody ever got arrested or
No,
stole
I
any
know.
car, their mom's
No,
car, or anything
we
like
were
that.
playing dolls in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Franka made clothes, and I was real excited when I go over there because they had a lot more clothes for their dolls than I
Oh.
did because she made them. And I remember sitting in the bedroom playing. What I remember too is they had that little closet that went, I think, up to an attic. And I remember a long time after Halloween, their Halloween candy was sitting in a jar in there, and I was like amazed, like, oh, they kept all that Halloween candy.
If it's anything like me, I take my kids' Halloween candy and hide it because otherwise they'll eat it all in one day and then I
That
forget I put it in the.
may have happened. I don't know.
Let's see.
We played out on the porch too. They had a side porch that was really cool to me. They had that screened-in porch, and we could play there.
What was your favorite memory of the Christensen parents?
Oh gosh, just remember Aunt Frank always cooking, and Nana Julia. I always say too. I remember she ate yogurt because I didn't even know what that was, and she would smoke her little cigarette. And one day I went by, and she had a magazine that said True Romancia.
Like Italian?
Well, I didn't even know what that was, but I remember True Romancia. And Art, like if I'm talking about back in Fremont, the dads were always working back then. We didn't see the dads very much. I'm sure they got the cars and stuff out of the. We roller skated in their garage because they had a nice clean garage floor with the roller skate keys.
Which one of the Christensen kids were you closest with?
Well, I played with Merrill most of the time, but we all had enough kids at our own age level that we didn't mingle.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a lot of kids in that area,
Yeah, there
so.
were at least 40 at one time, and so I didn't play with my older sisters, didn't play with the boys. I mean, we played outside, played kick the can and tag and go, things like that. But played with Merrill and neighbor girls.
Do you remember the Christensen's going on any vacations or any of the kids talking about going on vacation?
Well, Merrill and I were talking today that they went to the quarry, she, and we went on the boat every weekend. And she said that they were jealous because we didn't take them on the boat. And I said, well, 10 kids is a lot to take anywhere.
Yeah.
And then she said they went to the quarry. And I said, well, we were always jealous that you got to go to the quarry. And we didn't because you had to have a membership.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, that one.
So I think it was Mark, I'm trying to remember. The Christensens lived with you for a little while, for like 2 days, he said.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I don't know if it was like while I was I, it, while
When
it
the
was
baby was born, maybe?
I don't know if it had something to do with they were moving and they just need a transition. He said there was like 17 people in that house for like 2 days.
I don't
You don't
remember
remember
that.
that? Okay, I'll have to get
Yeah,
clarification.
I remember their yard sale when they moved
Yeah.
because I went over, and this could be totally wrong, but they had a game, a Monopoly game or something, and it probably sold for like $1. And then I remember their couch sold for a quarter. So this is, Christensen in my head thinking that game was $1 and their couch was a quarter. That doesn't make sense. So they must have had stuff outside for sale.
Sure. Did you ever work with any of the Christensen kids? Did you ever have like jobs in that?
No, I don't remember ever doing any work.
No.
I didn't garden or
So
clean
actually, I
house
guess
or anything.
how old were you when they moved?
I think I was in fifth
Oh,
grade,
okay, so you were
maybe.
really young. I was
Yeah,
thinking
we were
you were
young.
older. Oh,
Yes.
okay.
Yes. So But I did visit them out there when I was like a junior going into a senior. So I remember a lot about that trip. But, you know, we were young.
Yeah.
I mean, we played out in the snow. We, you know, played down at the river.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about this river. I keep hearing lots of stories about the river. I imagine that was a popular place to hang out when you were a kid.
Yeah. Well, there were probably 12 houses in that neighborhood. So right behind their house, there was a little yacht club. It's still there. And then the river was down a hill. So, froze in the winter, we'd go down there and play on the ice and play on the side. And I'm sure Merrill didn't ever fall in. I didn't fall in, but all the boys probably fell in at some point.
George said he built a boat and almost drowned, and somebody had to pull him out of the river. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and nobody watched us. I mean, I thought about moving back down there when I moved back, and the thought of being near that river with kids was terrified me, but I guess they didn't worry about it.
Yeah, as a parent now, I mean, in 2022, like, that would be terrifying, but it was a different time, right?
Yeah. And my brother was a pistol because he did one morning at 4 o'clock, went out. A neighbor brought him back at 4 o'clock in the morning, and there was about 2 feet of snow. He decided to go out and walk down and way down the street, and the neighbor found him at 4.
Wow. So, do you have a lot of siblings?
There were four of us.
There was four of you.
Uh-huh.
Are you the oldest or the youngest?
Well, I have two younger brothers, and then I had a sister who died in a car accident at 27.
After okay.
She was grown up. So now I am the oldest.
So you had, I mean, a kind of big family. You had four kids. When did you want to have a big family to emulate your family? Or?
I did. I did want to have more children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what I was asking the Christensen's, is, you know, because there's six of them. Like, does that factor into when you decide to have kids? Do you say, I want to have a big family like that too? Because it's a lot of work, you know. I mean, hearing all mm-hmm. these stories about all the logistics of feeding and transporting and
yeah.
vacation, like, that's a lot. I mean, I have two kids, and it's, you know, it's a lot,
so. Right. Well, I always admired the big families. I think that's,
yeah.
that's the way to go. I love that. Yeah, because I see the, you know, the love between them, and it's nice to have siblings.
Yeah, for sure.
And in our neighborhood, who only had single kids, they were the spoiled ones.
Yeah, right, for sure, for sure. Had,
you know, the one gal that was, I mean, she was just, before you even knew what a spoiled kid was, I mean, you look at her and that's, we saw it.
Yeah, for sure. Who do you think of the Christensens, who do you think was the favorite child?
Do you think, of their family?
Yeah, do you think that the parents had a favorite child? It seems to be a bone of contention among them, who was the favorite.
Oh, I'd say George and Julie.
Yeah? Okay. That seems to be the consensus, that it's yeah. George. So
I don't
curious.
Think George ever probably got in trouble.
That's what he said. I couldn't get any stories out of me. So no, it's a perfect child. I never got in trouble. I was like, yeah, right.
Well, I mean, he knew how to do it without getting caught if
That's
he did do anything.
Probably the most important
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. And I think Julie was serious and studious. And
yeah, I had no idea. She graduated college in 3 years. And yeah, I had no idea.
And then my sister was her age. So my sister was Julie's age. So
okay.
they hung out together.
Yeah. Where did you meet your significant other?
Bob?
Yeah. Unless you have another one I don't know about.
It's a funny story because we went out in high school. And then, you know, we were both married and divorced. And then it was, 18 years later, whatever. And somebody told him to call me. So he called me. And then we went out on a date. And he said, well, we went out in high school. And I do not to this day remember
really?
Going out on the date. And he said, I worried about it for 2 weeks to ask you out. You don't remember.
And he
was real
him.
Shy. Yeah. And so he doesn't think that story's funny, but I think it's hysterical because I do not remember going out with him.
So you guys were both divorced before.
Yes.
And so how long have you been married now?
32 years.
Wow. And you have two kids.
I have two and he has two.
Okay. So your two daughters are from your first marriage?
Yes.
And then his two
yes.
are from his. Okay. Gotcha. So you have no kids together.
Right.
Gotcha. Was it love at first sight?
Evidently not 18 years before, but
I guess that's true. Yeah, maybe not. You barely even remember it, so probably no.
No, not at first sight, not at all. I'm sure he didn't talk. I'm sure he
just
didn't
even.
He was very shy. I mean, you wouldn't know it now.
I was going to say that he's
yeah,
like the most
no, he
outgoing.
Was very shy.
Very different.
Shy,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, was sort of nonplussed, but
maybe that's why you don't remember it. He was just too shy.
I think we dated we didn't get married until for like 2 years after we met the second time.
Okay.
It was the first, for sight for him. He's pursued me.
Did you go to college?
Yes.
You're a teacher, right?
Yes.
So did you go, I assume you got your teaching degree?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Morehead State University in Kentucky.
What was your college experience like?
Oh, I loved it.
Were you a partier in college?
Oh, no. It was a dry county.
Yeah.
But we, you know, they still manage parties. But I've always been the good kid. I mean, I never had a curfew. I never gave my parents trouble. For me, it was just easier that way. I watched the other kids that got in trouble, and I learned that way.
Were you a straight-A student?
Oh, no.
Did you know early on you wanted to be a teacher?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably from elementary, so it was easy, and I loved it. So.
What made you want to be a teacher?
I don't know.
I mean, to know from elementary school, that's pretty early,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I always loved my teachers. I loved learning. I loved the variety of being an elementary teacher from, you know, you get to do a little bit of everything, and I love being around the kids, and I like helping people, so.
Yeah.
That was.
So you said.
A good match.
You said, so, because Franca's husband traveled a lot. He was gone, and according to George, he traveled for 5 days a week.
I didn't know that. That's why I didn't see him very much.
Yeah. So did your dad travel?
No, my dad had a business in town.
Okay, so you saw your dad more often than...
I saw my dad every
night. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because George was saying that he would, you know, leave on Monday and be home on Friday kind of thing.
I didn't realize he traveled that much,
I didn't know what he did until I talked to George. Yeah. Okay, so that was not your experience. Okay.
Well, our dads and their father started a business, and my dad ended up working out. Art left and went and did something else.
Oh, I didn't know that. What kind of business was it?
Like a semi-truck.
This
Fremont White Truck, it was called, or it's called Fremont Volvo now, but...
It's still around?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah, and then my brother has been running it now since my dad died, and then his son then will take it over.
So that's been...
So
60 years, 50 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they sell diesels, and then now, right now, they really are in, they're doing the parts. They sell lots of parts. So George always liked that mechanical... Type of stuff.
Right. Yeah, he mentioned that.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Christensen siblings fight?
No.
Really?
No.
You never saw them pick on each other?
No.
You never saw them pick on Meryl?
No.
Wow.
No.
I keep hearing stories about how everybody picked on Meryl, so I'm curious,
especially
since you were close to her.
Yeah, I didn't see that. And I don't think Meryl and I ever fought.
Yeah.
You know, kids didn't do that like they do today. I don't think.
Not according to what I'm hearing. Like, I keep hearing all these stories about everybody
and
getting in trouble.
I always avoid any kind of conflict. So if they were fighting, I probably left. I would say. I don't know. No, I don't remember any conflict. Like I said, I think I just don't remember anything like that.
Mm-mm. Okay. That's all the formal questions I have.
Do
you have any other stories that you think that are worth retelling that I didn't ask or I don't know about?
No. When I think of Aunt Franca, I always remember she had sandals, and that was before I knew about sandals.
Really?
I think they were probably Italian.
I know.
Shoes that were opened, like.
I just kind of always assumed sandals were a thing.
I always remember, because she always had those, you know, sandals, and she was always moving, you know, 80 miles an hour, and... cooking. I remember one time I went over and they had lunch, and we went through the whole loaf of bread, and I was like, oh my gosh. You know, that hit me that what they were fixing. And like, we didn't go to each other's houses and eat very often. They tell you the story, though, that when Franca was pregnant with one of them, and my mom was pregnant, my mom got huge. Franca stayed real tiny. So my mom had to take Franca to the hospital, and they wanted to take my mom in because she's the one who looked ready to go. It was
really
Franca.
And it's the other way. Wow.
So I don't know.
Were you close at all with their grandmother?
No, I didn't ever like talk to her or anything, but I would see her there always working, and she was so sweet. Never changed her look. I mean, she always looked the same.
Oh, really?
You know, from when she was young to old. I mean, she just always looked beautiful.
And I guess she was teaching some of the kids Italian. Did the kids ever talk Italian around you? No, it was just a thing they did.
Yeah.
What a crazy story. Like, I guess Julie knew a lot of Italian. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
She was like flashcards and the whole day. Crazy.
Huh. And we did play down the basement sometimes. I remember playing school down there.
Did you play at their house more often, or did they play at your
house? I only remember going to their house, so I'm sure she came over to our house sometimes, but to me, that was the great place to play, because they had all the cool dolls and...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would just think it would be chaotic with that many people there.
I don't ever remember any kind of chaos. Not at all.
Man,
you're telling
a totally different story than I hear from all these other people.
Well, I wasn't over there.
I remember
Aunt Franca getting excited if, anything would happen, or, she would get excited and talk real fast, but no, I don't remember anything like that.
She was kind of, yeah. Was she a germaphobe when you knew her?
No, I didn't know anything
about that. She was, a couple of kids mentioned that she was definitely a germaphobe later in life when I knew her.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, apparently, so that was something she developed later. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I imagine, it would be tough to be a germaphobe and have six kids. You'd never leave the house, right? Because they're germ factories. I've covered everything that I have here. Okay. Is there anybody here that has an interesting story you think that I should ask them about and record?
Oh.
Is there anything that stands out that you're like, that was a really fun story?
Hearing John talk about all those adventures. I remember when he had his ears done, too.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I remember, that he came home and there was, blue marks. So I don't know if they tattooed it or if it was I just remember they were, maybe it was before or after that he had, blue marks inside his ears, but I don't remember thinking that they were anything different, but they must have been enough back in the day to have something like that done.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been married to his daughter for 17 years, and I've been hearing stories today in the last couple of days that I've no idea, So it's interesting to hear, the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Well, when you turn that off, then I'll find a picture on my computer. Have you ever seen the picture where we're in the pool?
No.
Okay, it might take a while to find it.
That's fine. I'll turn this off. I appreciate you taking the time. So I'm going to put all these together and I'll send out an email and then people can listen and maybe there'll be a story in there that's interesting to people. Maybe not. Maybe this is only
Did
good for
me. Do
they
remember anything about me? I like I said, I think I was a pretty nondescript kid.
No, I think several of them mentioned playing, in the neighborhood with all the kids.
And the snowsuits
that
were in that one and then the one with all the little kids in the dresses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to find it sometime today somehow. And it was made into a postcard.
Oh, yeah?
And I looked at that, and people keep putting it on that retro, and I'm like, that's John. You can tell right away.
From the ears.
Red hair, yeah. And then I said, that's Andy. You checking on us?
This is her house. I'm sorry. We're just about done, so.
And then I looked in the back, and I thought, that's Meryl, and that's me, because I remember we saw the photographer, and we were going to do something fancy, because Meryl and I are facing each other, so I'll have to find it and show you, because it's into a postcard.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah.